Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God, trust and blessings, special for every one of you. Truly be one of the Lord on this morning for every one of you. The hour out of the chat and live off on our account of the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon every one of you. Indeed, our prayer. We are grateful and thankful to the Lord for this opportunity to share with you words of life, words of encouragement. We want to apologize for being late, for being tardy. Amen. There's bad weather in our area, and we were thought we weren't going to be able to be on, but in the Lord made a way, here we are for these few moments to share words of encouragement that He placed upon our heart. Amen. And let us go to the throne of prayer. Father, we thank you on this morning. We love you with our whole heart, mind, body, and soul. We thank you. We ask you to forgive us of all of our many, many sins of omission and commission. We ask you to wash us, to purge us, to make us everywhere whole. Father, we come to you in sincerity, asking you, please remove these demons, these witches, these wizards, these warlocks from around us, Father, these monitoring entities, these demonic entities. Father, you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. When you say, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and I know you're with me. Because I ain't off my mind. I know you're with me. Because nothing that they plotted has worked. To God be the glory. But yet they are determined. And your word said that in Psalm 105, touch not mine anointed and do not profit no harm. Your word says in Psalm 89 that anybody that comes against your child, you will beat them down like a man in their face. Your word said in Psalm 35, you said that you will chase them down and fight for them, fight for me. Father, your word said in Psalm 89 that you will not allow them to hound our heel and our footsteps no more. Father, you promised us that we will see our desire from the wicked. Father, these wicked entities that are human agents of Satan, they are hounding our heels and our footsteps. But you promised us in your word that you will completely rid us of these evil, wicked, strange children. Father, they plot, they don't even sleep. They so want to know our every movement. Father, that ain't good. It ain't good. It's evil in their heart toward me. I ain't done nothing. Judge me. Judge between us. If I done wrong and caused this, forgive me. But Father, I have not done anything to cause this type of hatred. I'm in my house and they trying to bomb it to me. Coming in forms of roaches and all this other crap. Father, you said that you came that I would have peace. Peaceable habitation, shoe dwelling places, and known to make me fearful or afraid. I believe you. Pharaoh had that same plan, but you shut it down. Come on, Holy Ghost, I ain't you. Balaam had the same idea, but you shut it down. The Assyrians had the same idea. You sent one angel and that angel destroyed. And it came against David, and when David arose, he thought about it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, you're that same God. They came against Elijah, and James said that Elijah had the same things that we have. In other words, he was human and he had to use the restroom for full control. But you took care of those enemies that came. They came at Adam at 50s. Put you to mind of myself. Here I am, the prophet of God. And here they come at me. It's 50s, groups of 50s. But that's all right. Because there's more with me than with them. You promised me in Isaiah 41 that you are with me. You will help me. You will fight for me. And all those that are incensed against me shall be ashamed and come silent and shall be turned back and shall be as nothing. Hallelujah. Psalm 37 tells me to fret not myself because of evil doer. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. The word tells me in Matthew, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. Hebrews tells me that we have a high priest who can be and has been touched with the feelings of our infirmities. John tells me, good God, John tells me that the word that was with God in the beginning is God. And that same word is light. And that same word is with me. Good. And that word name is the Good Shepherd. The hireling run, but the Good Shepherd stays. So look at you, the Good Shepherd is right here with me. Hallelujah. So, what do I fear? Nothing. Who do I fear? Nothing. I'm in agreement with David, Psalm 27. Though an host might count against me, what shall I fear? Psalm trust in chariots, Psalm trust in the horsemen, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. Now, what is his name? Jehovah Sabaoth. The Lord of hosts is his name. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He sees everything. Where can I go from his presence? Nowhere. So if I'm healed and I can't go from his presence, the human agents of Satan can't go from his presence. And David backed me up. Psalm 34 decrees and declares, the eyes of the Lord are forever on the righteous, but the eyes are on the wicked, to wipe them from off the earth. To wipe the memory of them from off the earth. So my word and prayer for you today is, stay encouraged. Look unto the hills from which cometh your help. All of our help cometh from the Lord. And he will not suffer your foot to be moved. Hallelujah. For he who watches over Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. He who watches over you shall neither slumber nor sleep. Get out of my house, witch. So if you honored the blood that was on the doorpost, there was a symbol and a type. Surely you honor the blood that's on these windows here. That demon is supposed to have free access to your daughter's house. Those witches and wizards and warlocks ain't supposed to have no free reign to your daughter. So we shut it down quick, fast, and in a hurry, permanently. Kill that wicked wizard who think it's bad and big. Who they summon up. Mm-hmm. And it's for this call that you are manifested and you destroy the kingdom of darkness. Because they have no legal right to me. every handwriting and ordinance was nailed to the cross. All my sins are covered under the blood. You became a curse, and I am blessed. Therefore, there is no more condemnation. So what they're doing is illegal and trespassing. You even see it. This is Joshua. In other words, he told Satan, what he got to do with you, he's mine. You not. So, Father, we thank you. And we give you praise for reminding us of who we are. We are a royal priesthood. Chosen generation. We belong to you. And we will not back down. This is our inheritance. We fight like Joshua. We fight in war like Joshua and David and Caleb. We don't back down because we know that the God we serve is able. We stand fast, footed, and firm like the three Hebrew boys and Daniel and Esther and Mordecai. Mm-hmm. You didn't fail. And you will never forsake you, that same God. So I thank you. And I say hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, our spirit is well able. You have proven yourself. Anything in the Bible come against you, child. He's blossomed. Nobody mess with his lambs and get away with it. And he don't care how they come and run in packs. That's why the prophet of God told his servant, Lord, open his eyes and see who's with us. Your favor surrounds me. Your fire surrounds me. You surrounds me. The angels of flame and sword surrounds me. I have nothing to fear. Your word said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I believe your word. Because you are the word. And you stand back on your word. And not when I over your word fall to the ground. Every witch, every wizard, every wicked soothsayer divinator. You're an agent of Satan with your wicked shenanigans. Perish with you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Rid me of these wicked, evil, strange children. Shut it down. You promised me in your word that you would. And I believe your word. You're not a man that you should lie, neither you the son of man that you should repent. Oh, you here. And those who believe in the name of the Lord, they shall do good and great exploits. How did they overcome? By the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. What is my testimony? That I was alone and the enemy came at me, but the Lord lifted up a standard and shut it down. He killed all my enemies, and when I woke up, all their dead bodies was on the ground. He dragged their wicked spirits to the towers to wait for judgment like those in the book of Jude. So, Father, we give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. Pray, amen. My sisters and my brothers, I have a chosen life on our path of God. A word. But obviously the Lord wanted to pray to somebody that he's going to see. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not this year, maybe next year. Maybe on the glory. And maybe even through the tribulation. Who knows? But this word is going to set somebody free. And those of you who don't have Jesus Christ, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by confessing your sins and asking him to come into your life. Fill you up with the Holy Ghost, whatever it is of speaking in other tongues, and it lead and guide you forever, and you will live for him, even if it come down to you having your head chopped off. people to be absent in the body, to be present with the Lord, you will lose nothing. Because you still gonna get your body.